going down, man? It's Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. I got one of my homeboys in here. But before I introduce today's guest, man, if you're watching and you're not a subscriber, make sure you subscribe. You know what I'm saying? All the Houstonians, I appreciate y'all for subscribing, tuning in every week. You know what I mean? Let's bring some more people to the channel, try to get this thing as big as we can. We hit that 10K. Let's see if we can get that 20K. Also, follow me on and myself and the podcast on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Donnie Houston. And Donnie Houston Podcast, that's on Instagram. I'm Donnie Houston, my personal account, Donnie Houston Podcast on Instagram. Now, check it out. We got a very special guest today, man. We ain't really talking about too much rap. You know what I mean? We talking about that slab, man. And today's guest, man, has really become, I would say, probably like the leader of the new school when it comes to this slab game, man. My homeboy Bread, Candy Red Bread, what's going down?
Oh, man, everything going down. I'm glad to be here with you, buddy.
My dog, so what's new, man?
Man, it's a lot of new and there's a lot of old school riding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come down to this red shit. And, you know, it's a whole bunch of respect that come with this out the factor. I mean, especially, you know, how a nigga put it together, it's like, it's there and it's up. I'm saying, pull that bitch out, it's just a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, if y'all don't know already, if y'all recognize his face, you definitely recognize his car. He probably has one of the most, if not the most notorious slab in the city right now with that Candy Red Lincoln, man, that looks like that, like Fat Pat, man.
Right.
Man, talk about, let's just talk about, you know, what's that? You from the north side, right?
Yeah, I'm from Acres Home.
Acres Home, yeah. What high school you went to?
I went to Klein Forest. I went to Klein in the media. Down there, I went to Niche, you know what I'm saying? Went to Ollie, you know what I'm saying? The hood schools, the Acres Home schools. I just ain't go to Ike because of the zone I was in, so I went to, you know.
Yeah.
That shit. They got kicked out. I caught some weed with them.
Yeah.
Get the fuck, they ain't want a nigga in that bitch and kicked a nigga out the school, out the district. Man, it was just a pound, let me make it. Goddamn.
You had a pound at school?
Man, just a pound, bro. It wasn't even nothing like. I mean, to me, it wasn't that big. I'm just like, man, it's just a pound of weed. It's just, nigga was just trying to make some bread, dog. That's all y'all nigga tripping. That was the era when I'm talking about, I got bags of pre-rolled sweets, nigga. $5, nigga. I'm talking about moving the fuck out these hoes.
What you said, in Ridge, or you had some, yeah, Ridge Squares?
Ridge Squares. Pre-rolled sweets already rolled up, nigga. To my staying up all night at mama house, nigga, rolling up, nigga.
Ready for school the next
Ready
morning.
Ready for school the next day. How you know how niggas?
Yeah, for sure.
Put their clothes out and shit for the morning. Nigga, I got my sweets rolled out for the morning, nigga. Yeah, like ready to just do it, Jack. Yeah.
Man, talk about just early on, man. Like, what kind of attracted you to the slab? You know what I'm saying? Being in the H, of course, it's a natural thing for us. But like, just you in particular, what's some of the first things you remember me and being like, man, I got to ride slab. I got to come down.
Man, I think it originated from, like, the music. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I think, I don't know how old I was. I can't remember, but I know I was young. And I'm like, I'm just listening to, like, DEA, Dead in the Lines. I'm listening to goddamn me. You know, Hawk and them. I'm still listening. I'm still jamming SUC and everybody, too. It's like Swisher Highs. Everybody is on this era, is on this level. And I'm like, what's a slab? Mama, what's a slab? What's a slab? I don't know what a slab is. What you talking about? I'm like, man, bet I'm going to find out what this is. And, man, when I find out, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get on that. So the first thing I did was find me an old school. I'm talking about I'm young. I'm 17, dog. I went and got a Grand Am. I'm talking about a two-door Grand Am. Dog, I kid you not. I'm 17, dog. And I'm this at the same time I'm selling the weed or whatever, man.
You kind of getting it together. You said, I got my hustle going. I got my new little slab.
I ain't doing no tripping. I'm on one. So I said, I fuck around and go to an auction. Hey, nigga, I'm still fucking with the auctions. I'm talking about, so my T was like, man, they got an auction going on. It's called the $88 sale. I'm like, what you talking about? So we go to this $88 sale auction, whatever the fuck it is. And man, we pull up and man, everybody, you got to sit in the car. Once you sit in the car, if you the first one to the car to check it out, you sit in the driver's seat because you the first one. If it's a second person, to look at the car and they want it, they get in the passenger seat. Therefore, if I don't want the car, when I drive this bitch up to the podium thing where they bidding and all that, if I don't want it, the passenger get it. If the passenger want it, the one in the back seat get it type shit. So I'm like, I'm smart. I'm thinking like, okay, everybody jumping in these new cars, maybe like these, it was probably 2000 and I don't know, but we gonna say 2002. So that was probably the year. It was probably 2004. So everybody jumping in these 2000s and 2001s. I went and found the oldest car because I know this is an $88 sale. One by 10 of these cars in here, they gonna go for $88. So I'm saying that's why it's called an $88 sale type shit. So. Man, I find the oldest car as possible. You know what I'm saying? Tudor Grand Am. You know what I'm saying? Man, I find that bitch. I said, man, this is about to go for $88 on gold. I'm thinking, why would they let the new car go for $88? I ain't dumb. Setting that boy. When it was my time to go, I ain't had no L's, none of that. I drove that boy to the front. You know what I'm saying? And they was bidding. They started at like $500. I'm like, ain't nobody bidding on no probably $1,000 or something. I don't know. But I seen nobody about a bid on that. They marked it down. I said, nope, I don't want it.
So that's how you get to the $88. You start up and then it goes down to, okay.
All the way down to $88. No, sure. Nah, I'm not paying even $200. I want it for $88. That's why I'm in there. But I'm one to bid. Text, time, and lights end up being about $200-$300. Man, I went and say, man, I'm telling you, man, I went and brought that boy to the house, went to Walmart, buy some tent, and a little squeegee, tinted the mud.
Put
the
that
windows,
boy on yourself.
5% myself, man. I'm talking about off the knowledge, with no knowledge of it. So I'm saying, man, I'm talking about calling my homeboy. I said, man, where I get them wheels from? I'm
trying to
get a slab. Where I get them wheels from? He said, what you talking about? I said, man, I want some wheels. I want some threes or some fours. He was like, man, I could get you some threes. I'm like, but I heard the fours was better. I said, try to give me some foes. He was like, I bet I'm going to get you some foes. Man, they called me 2 days later. Man, I got you some foes. I said, how much? I think it was like $4,000 or something. I'm like, man, come on with it. Man, he came on with it, and I boated that boy up. Cashed out, boated that boy up. And I'm going to school. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, when I got kicked out of school for the weed, my mom was like, you're going to move with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. Nigga, I went to Jersey Village High School on guard. I went to Jersey with the white folks. Man, say, man, I was in that bitch doing the same thing. Huh?
You got caught up or you made it that
caught
time?
Up. I was smooth sailing over there,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you ride, so you go to Jersey Village, you already on slab when you get to Jersey Village.
I'm already on 4. Yeah. Going to JV. Sophomore. Yeah. What 11th grade is? Junior?
11th grade, junior, shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some shit 11th grade, I'm in that bitch. Push a slab, nigga. Driving that bitch, but man, I ain't driving every day. They was tripping on the parking pad, so I had to park around the corner because they was tripping at JV. You can't park in the parking lot. You got a parking pad, so you got to have L's and all that. Man, fuck all that. I parked over there by the lake, by the bayou thing, whatever. Or then my little Haitian partner, dog. Man, say, me and him linked up, I started parking at his spot. Going over there smoking Big Dodie in Mama Garage. I'm talking about, hey, and we was eating. We was on from there. It wasn't no turning back. That's what it was. And after that, nigga, nigga
did bought a Lincoln. Did you get another
Lincoln.
Slab after that?
Yeah. Bought a Lincoln. Bought a Lincoln Town Car.
Not the one you got now, another
nah,
one.
Not like the one I got now. It was a 1990. When it bought, matter of fact, I take that back.
But that's the same body style, though, right?
Nah. I went and bought a 96.
The
90 had the square, the kind of square lights. Mm-hmm. Then the 96, 95, it had like this little skinnier lights type situation. You know what I'm saying? So it went down. I think the first one was a 95, and then I took the wheels off the Grand Am, put them on that. Then by 1990, with that one, what I did, I think that was around the time when Texan Wild Wheels first started their company. That's when I went on and bought some brand new wheels. I'm saying shit was on from there. Went over, so I've been riding wheels.
Talk about, because I mean, you know, the Lincoln, everybody know the Lincoln, man, but you know, when you got it was white and everything. Talk about just putting that together.
Man, so yeah, man, the seats was like a cloth gray. You know what I'm saying? It was straight, you know what I'm saying? And my intentions wasn't to turn it into a slab at all. I wanted to do another one, you know what I'm saying? That was a that was a slab and whatnot because I fuck with the Deltas and shit. Like the $2, I was trying to find 2098 type shit. Or 88, I ain't really care, just either one of the two. So but shit, I had that one. I just said I want a red something. I didn't paint nothing before. Everything was just like a factory paint. I never wanted to paint nothing, so I'm saying. And that bitch there, I was like, man, I'm gonna do that her pearl white. That bitch already white, I'm gonna do a pearl white. Then I sat back, I thought about it, so I'm saying, put myself in the zone. And I was like, man, you know what, I'm tripping, man. Shit, my nigga Pat had this bitch, man, just like this here. I said, man, fuck all this. I need to go ahead and red this bitch and butter the insides type shit. And I went on and at first I thought I was going white, so I ended up doing the seats white and all that before I went to the paint. Then I went red and I was like, damn, I'm tripping like a motherfucker. So I'm just like wasting money on a car type shit. And then, as far as the decision of going red, it all like came from Fat Pat's car. You know what I'm saying? With Fat Pat's car, I was like, man, I got to do this shit for Pat. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody did it. Like, I ain't seen this shit. I don't know nobody who redded a fucking 86 Lincoln, Fat Pat, an 86 Lincoln. If it ain't an 86 Lincoln, it ain't a fucking Fat Pat. And the South Side respect it. And it's a North Side nigga who did it. Yeah.
And then, I mean, you know, then that was a thing, bro. What year did you go red on that?
Well, we had
Dub, we in 20 right now.
So it was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 17, I think.
Man, okay.
So I sprayed every year. I painted every year.
No shit.
Yeah. I sprayed that car 3 times already. Yeah, 3 times. Yeah.
And see, bro, that's the thing. Like, you'll go and you'll drop the fifth, and the swag will be, you know what I'm saying, on the ground, sparking and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really be, I ain't even know that was a part of the slab game to just do that type of thing, man.
Man,
like,
whatever you make it, like, that's just what the fuck it is.
Red be on the freeway swagging. I'm talking about sparkling, all kind of shit.
My homies came from, Screwhead and them came from Austin. They some photographers. Cool people. They was recording me on the freeway, and that was like the live video I did on the freeway. Them niggas was just recording me and shit. I'm just hitting the fucking bags. All you hear is psh, 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 bitches. I'm bouncing that hoe to the music. Like, I think I was Jimmy Webby or something. You know what I'm saying? Man, say, man, I ain't give a damn. Say, man, like, see, what I didn't know is I could three-wheel that bitch. So I'm like sitting here tripping, like, man, I'm driving this bitch one day, and I said, man, you know what? Fuck this. I'm at a whole light. Man, I lift that bitch up. I hit a switch on one wheel and just cut the wheel. Boom, that bitch.
Three.
I said, oh, it's on from there.
Man, talk about, like, what you know, what makes a slab to you? What would you say when you say, man, this is complete?
Old school, for sure. That's me in general, for the simple fact of, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you an explanation behind it, because slab originated from the old days, the old school. So if it was me, I would keep it old school, because that's a original slab. That's where slab came from, the old school. That's where the name came from. So if you want to keep it original, it got to be original. So a slab is like a Cadillac, a Lincoln, a whoop-de-whoop, whatever you want to call it. But nowadays, you got a slab can be anything. A slab can be a car that's hitting the brakes, making a ass end jump.
But is that a slab, though? Like, who slab, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, I went to me, slab, you got to be on foes. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things that you got
to have your inside. Yeah. You got to have your bumper. Because if you ain't on five, you is not completed. So I'm saying, so you
gotta ride fire.
Gotta ride fire. Gotta be on Yandy. I don't give a fuck what color you is.
You gotta be candy paint, though.
All of the colors. You gotta be candy to be completed of upon the slab. So, like, 9 days, I will respect the new cars as a slab. Me personally, I still believe a slab is a old school car. But my second opinion, we'll go for a slab being as of a new car. It's respected. They got some hard ass new cars that's called a slab. You know what I'm saying?
What'll be considered a new slab?
A new slab is like a
like a big lacrosse or some shit,
man,
like that?
Yes, man. Anything new. It could be like, I seen a badass Audi, nigga. What? Badass Audi, nigga. Trunk up in the L. Like, what is it? Fuck, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't know what kind of Audi it is. Could be an 8. Yeah, it is an 8. Or, no, a 7. It's a A7. Look like, yeah. My partner just bought one of them. Cash. 60. Yeah. All black, yeah. Then he got a trunk in the L. I mean, like, you got... like, it gets respect, dog. Like, I love it. I love it to death. You know what I'm saying?
You're bringing attention, bro. Like, I mean, anytime there's something in the city going on, I'm going to see you out there.
Man, kind of, sort of. I slowed down. I ain't going to lie. I slowed down because my lady was like, man, you tripping. Why you going out like that? Do you not know who you is? Like, you can't just be going out in public like that and just be going out for free and shit. Why you doing shit for free? I'm like, man, sometimes I just feel like if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I get paid to come up for show. I'm not doing a video shoot for free. I don't do none of that. I charge for that. I don't pull up to no events for free. None of that. Unless I want to. You know what I'm saying? But 9 times out of 10, you got to cash up a nigga to pull up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to need a check. I'm going to need a few hundred, depending on how many hours you need me for, which is nobody helped me put my car together. You know what I'm saying? Financially. You know what I mean? Like, I did all that myself. Now, you help me put my car together, and you need me for something, man, nigga, I'm pulling up to you for free, nigga. Like shit, not like Paul, nigga. Like, anything Paul need, nigga, I'm pulling up to him for free. Paul ain't had to help me with nothing financially, which he didn't. The only thing I'm telling you is that this is my dog. This oil the mob, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking on my arm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's different, it's dynamic,
like,
yeah.
Man, yes, bro. It's like, this is family. Paul is family. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's
that's like, actually people watching. That's how I know Bread. Like, me and Bread linked up through Paul, and it's like, shit, when I meet people through Paul, wow, it's kind of like, that's my partner off top. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So. Right. And it's just how it is, dog. Like Slim Thug, my partner, you know what I'm saying? I pull up on him if you need me, shit. Should I help him put the 75 together?
No shit.
Hell yeah, nigga, everything done on that car, shit, it went through me damn near, shit, from the paint. I brought that to PJ Bloodline, that's my dog. That's
so you the one who put on PJ, because PJ been going hard, man. Were you one of the first ones going over there?
Yeah, I put Slim Thug on PJ. I brought Slim Thug car to PJ. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Pop, what up, man? I'm in the middle of an interview. I'm going to hit you back in a few. All right. I love you, too. I bet. Yeah, my dad, man, he called me like once every 6 months type shit. This is, I guess, is one of them days. But anyway, yeah, so... The music, she brought that to my partner down there at MasterCard Stereo on Shepherd. You know what I'm saying? And with the trunk, they did the trunk outlet. They did the interior. Shit, what else?
And that one was put together quick, too, boy. That was one of the fastest slabs. I say, man, it was Slim put that.
My nigga Diddy.
Quick.
Hey, my boy Diddy, PJ Bloodline, man, he don't play no motherfucking games, dog. My nigga, look. It got to the point where I was at the shop helping them put the car together. I pulled the seats out so we could bring it to the interior shop. Man, say we had to get, cause man, what was happening that day? We had to pull a car. We needed that bitch like a motherfucker. I can't remember what the fuck it was. Why we needed that car in a week.
It was some kind of event going on. They had to, because I remember it was something at A1 the Brewery, though, around that time. Remember that?
Was it the car show?
It was something going on at A1 the Brewery. It might have been with the slabs and all that.
Man, I can't remember exactly what the fuck it was.
It was something, though, either way. You know what I'm saying? It was something going down, so y'all put it together. Man, have you met Corey Blunt since you been on?
Man, I talked to CB. I ain't going to lie. I had fucked around. Who the hell? I had talked to Corey Blunt while he was in the feds.
No shit.
Yeah, he was. Matter of fact, I take that back. He wasn't in the feds. He already left the feds. He was in the halfway house. He got out the feds and he was in the halfway house, right? Yeah. And I was like, man, damn, say, bro, what you going to do? I said, man, you got to come on with it. I said, man, he got to put a slab together or something. He talking about it. Yeah, man, I want to just get my feet wet and get up in the game first and see what it's looking like. I ain't seen these new wheels yet. I said, oh, you went a hell of a surprise, partner. Hmm. I said, these some long-ass wheels. I said, she talking about shit. Yeah, I just got to see him in person. So I was like, man, say, bro, we got to have a block party. He was like, man, with this COVID going on, man, I don't know. I was like, shit, let me know when you ready, shit.
Yeah, yeah. But that's cool. Y'all got the link up. He recognized the car and you and man, I and what you bringing to the slab
for
game
real,
today.
Yeah, because I for sure don't know Corey Blunt. I for sure don't know him, but, man.
Yeah, no, nah, it was kids his, when I, you know.
Man,
when,
oh, yeah, yeah, but, yeah. Man, his name is in the street like a motherfucker, like well-respected. Like, I got to respect the man. Like, they say he had some slabs.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I met him the other day, probably about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when I got there, they was sitting outside in the circle talking about cars. You know what I'm saying? Talking about all his cars. I'm like, damn.
Man, see, that's
talking about how he pull up and Corey Blunt pull up with a line, and the whole line is his.
The whole line is his. So I'm saying, well respected. Well respected. That's why
they telling them type of stories. I'm like, damn.
Man, that's why I say, man, I'm gonna hit him one day. Let me see what he got going and pull up on him. I just ain't want to, you know, press on to meet somebody new type shit because I know he like, man, I don't know this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, he probably got COVID or something. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to. But, nah, he real laid back type dude from having a conversation with him for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he will respect. I for sure just want to show him my slab and, like,
Get that nod. Like, yeah, you holding. Because you gotta have the Corey Blunt.
You gotta have the Corey Blunt authentication.
Yeah, like, man. He got
I feel fight. Like nowadays, yeah, you gotta have that. And he home, like
it's only right.
It's only right. Like, I just want that blessing to continue riding. Like, it just is real. Like, man, Corey Blunt to have that name, like to have that legacy.
To say, man, oh, you holding?
To say you holding, like then more than one slabs, like Corey Blunt, nigga, like, you was a bad man, bro. Like, you still respected. I don't care if you have a slab or not, even though he is putting something together right now.
Hmm.
He is, but, man, it's shit. Hell, I was surprised he even responded to me, and this was on the gram. Like, I'm like, man, what's up, bro? He was like, man, what's up? I was like, man, shit, look. Look what I got. This mine's like, he was like, oh, yeah, they look just like fat pet shit, excuse me. Yeah, man, shit. You know, I did it in tribute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk a little bit about Astroworld, man, before we get up out of here. Just how, I mean, that was a big deal. You had to merit the. You got one of the hardest picks, bro, in history with Marilyn Manson, fool.
With the homie. I'm
in the slab, in the trunk. Come on, dog.
I didn't even ask to take a picture with him. Like, he asked me, like, let's take a picture.
He was telling me that, how he just came over there.
He came to me and was like, hey, let's take a picture in the trunk together. And he, like, gave somebody his phone. And was like,
oh, he got his own picture.
He got his own picture too. I want to see him post that. Like, can we? Where you at, homie? Post that. Post this picture. Like, but man, it was wild. And I was just watching a video today, matter of fact. And what kind of messed me up in the head was that it was. I guess today was like the anniversary. So you go back to you see memories on Facebook and Instagram and all that. So people started tagging me in the memories and. My homeboy Mean Green, right? I'm sitting there hitting the bag. This when he was walking from the trailers, cause we, man, bro, Travis got me out there, and
no, they requested for you to come
like,
out there.
Yes, no shit. Yeah, like I'm parked right there by Lil Wayne's trailer, Young Gunner's trailer, Young Thug's trailer, on, like with all these people. Like I'm seeing everybody. Like I'm sitting there hooping with what's homie name? Oh, fuck. Man, I'm sitting there hooping with, like, major people type shit, like, playing basketball. Travis got out there. I'm hooping with Travis. You know what I'm saying? Travis out there giving out free shoes. It's crazy, dog. It's going down. Like, and that was the first year. First year was live. Second year was live. I think the livest year was probably, like, last year was when.
That was the Marilyn Manson year. Yeah.
You know, excuse me. He was like, man, I want one of these. I want one just like it. I'm like, shit, buy this one.
Hmm.
Matter of fact, Smoke Purple wanted to buy it. He said, man, if you drive to Florida, I'll buy it. I said, don't play with me, because this car will make it to Florida. I take this car to Louisiana like at least twice a month. Oh, not twice a month, I'm tripping. Oh, like once every 2 months type shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Man, so you were saying you was thinking about getting up out that boy, though.
I'll sell it for 30. I already got an offer for 30.
There it is, 30 racks.
I could sell it for 30. I could go pull up to home and house right now and get the 30. Right now as we speak.
So what you waiting on? Just being sure you want to get up out of there?
Yeah, just making sure I want to get up out of there. But I ain't in no rush because I ain't fucked up.
If you don't mind, if you sell it for 30, how much do you put into that?
How much I put into the car in general? I would like literally need to calculate and just add everything up from the bags to how many times I painted it, from how many motors I put in it, to the motor work, to the suspension, to the rear end work, to the framework, to the seats, to the insides, to the all electronics, the electrical work I did, from the wheels, the brake setup, the tires, the lights. That's Slim Thug. Let me ask him real quick.
I'm finna go. Tell the boy I'm finna come over there when I leave. Tell him you over here with me. Okay. I'm finna go over there.
Hey, Slim.
What up, kid?
Hey, I'm over here with Donnie and shit. You remember when we had put the 7.5 together? Why we had to put it together so fast? Like, what we had to go do? Was it a car show or was it the asteroid event?
That was the 8th Run the Brewery
why
shit.
Why was I putting that car together? That Cadillac.
8th Run the Brewery.
I forgot, bro. I remember that too. We did that motherfucker super fast. I forgot, though. What was the cause?
Was it 8th Run the Brewery?
I think it was for like Capo or some shit, wasn't it? I know. Like,
was it the Beach Water?
Nah, it wasn't. I don't know. It was I don't know, bro. Maybe we were just saying we needed it fast and we really needed it fast.
Oh, yeah.
She like a motherfucker. You ain't bullshit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For real. Yeah, that's a bit. That's all I was trying to say. Y'all had got straight on that or no?
Yeah, we good.
Okay.
Good. All right. All my shit now. I'm in the house chilling. Tell Daddy bring his ass
on. Oh, he's finna. Nigga, I'm on the way when we wrap up over here. All
right, bet.
All right. All
right, G. Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. So, man, you were saying with everything that you put into it and everything.
Yeah, man, it's everything, dog. It's everything, man, everything.
Who painted you? Went to Eddie or who
man,
painted?
Nah, I ain't go to Eddie. Eddie straight too. I like the way Eddie paint. I love the way he paint. I never dealt with him personally. I went to L-Line, you know what I'm saying? Then I went to JB Customs. That's Jose. He over there off of Homestead, you know what I'm saying? I had my car over there. He look out like a motherfucker. And see, you know what, man? Was wild. I got two partners that paint. So it's like, if I want to get a car painted, I don't know who to go to. Like,
cause man, you got PJ
homeboy,
too.
PJ, yeah. My homeboy PJ, then my homeboy, like, man, dog. My homeboy PJ got one of my cars right now. So I'm saying? Like, homie just painting my pieces, but he's painting the whole car. I'm supposed to be painting the car, but I've been so busy, I haven't went back and taped the car up and painted. I was going to do it myself. But I think he already painted my car. So I'm doing it, you know that new gray, that Charger gray to be on the Charger?
Yeah.
I'm painting that car like that. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, going to be hard. I ain't putting no wheels on. I ain't going to turn into no slab because if I turn anything.
This is another old school? Or what kind of car is this?
No, it's a GXP, a V8. It got that 5.3 motor.
Yeah.
So I already got the motor work, got the intake done on that bitch, fast intake. I put headers on that bitch. I got 3 inches. So I was running all the way through. I already got the gas, 100 shot of nitrous. I got my tires, my slicks. I ain't put them on yet. shit. Fuck. That bitch fast in the motherfucker. Shit, but bitch gonna run hard to the motherfucker when that bitch come out the shop for shit. So I ain't been to the shop. I've been busy, but I'm gonna go by there tomorrow and see what we got going on so I could drop that bitch in the booth. You know what I'm saying, man? Hey, I ain't gonna lie, dog. Man, Diddy got Slim still bring his cars over there. Slim just got done painting his 96 Impala over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All black ever since I introduced him. You know what I'm saying? To Diddy, like, that's all who Slim fuck with. Slim pull up on him, man, say, I ain't gonna bullshit. Slim pulled up there the other day. I was there fucking with the GXP. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? He fucked around and hit the curb going through the Chick-fil-A line. You know what I'm saying? Man, my nigga Diddy said, man, hold up, man. I got you, man. Shit. Man, they got a taping up that wheel, nigga, the tire. You know what I'm saying? And shit, got to sanding that bitch down, painted that bitch.
Right
Slim
there.
At the car show the next day. for PJ.
Nah, that boy PJ, I fuck with PJ work. I follow him on Instagram and I be like, man, PJ be in there, nigga, he be in the lab. Like,
in all day.
He in the lab.
In all day. Yeah. I'm talking about no drugs, no nothing. All day. Be in the lab. Just be in that bitch to my paint just all off the work, dog.
I can tell he love what he do. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell he come out in his work, man. Like, PJ got a live thing going on right now, man.
He's a dedicated dog. Like, if you bring your car to him, man, hey, man, just let him do his thing. Don't bug him. Let him do his work. If you fuck with him and bug him, it's going to take him off his game. As long as you let Diddy do his work, he going to get your car 1,000. PJ Bloodline Customs, nigga, a fucking dog, nigga, huh? That's my nigga, man. What can I say? And I'm saying that like in real life shit. Like, niggas to the point where I go over there and help the man just because I don't be doing shit sometime. I go over there, pull up on him on a Monday, Tuesday, whatever I feel like, and pull up on him. I'm like, hey, what you need me to do? He be like, shit, I ain't bet. Give me some tape. Go tape that up or go sand that down. And I know how to do everything, but I know how to do mechanic work. I could do body work. I could, man, I could flip whatever. It don't matter. Like, I'm versatile nigga. Like, my partner told me today, he was like, I ain't gonna bullshit you. My partner told me today, and we laughed at the shit. He was like, square business. I say, man, I need to give me a job. So he was like, nah, you wanna, out of all the niggas I fuck with, actually do good without a job. No cap. I'm like, man, she's like, bitch, you ain't worked it forever. I'm like, man, say, man, I don't know, fool. I just be knowing how to get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't sell drugs. I don't sell no drugs. Man, I'm fighting the case right now, dog. Behind, they said I was 3-wheel motion on MLK. You know what I'm saying?
Going no shit.
Circles, yeah. But
was you doing it though? Cause nigga, I just seen you do it.
Yeah, but that wasn't me in that car that time, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That wasn't me in that car that time on MLK. I ain't gonna speak too much on the case because you know they gonna be watching me.
Yeah.
The area told me the feds watching me, and I don't know why the feds watching me, and it don't make sense why they is. It's probably on some little
all behind just riding,
man,
and just
riding the car, man. I got them niggas on my ass. They, the same shit, remember the time when what actually happened? Yeah, I blocked off the freeway. Mm-hmm. I did that. They gave me 30 days kind of time. I did that. Give me that.
They gave you 30 days in the county for that shit?
And then they gave me the same charge again for quote unquote saying I'm 3-wheeling on MLK. But it wasn't me. So I'm saying, but.
It was somebody else driving your car? It was a car
like yeah, somebody else driving my car doing that. You know what I'm saying? But it was another time that I kind of like did do something, and then I kind of got out the car and I was like, yeah. So they was like, oh yeah, that's you. Okay, well, give me a case. I get the DA was like, well, let's fuck with him.
So yeah, bro, you had brought the Kappa back though, man. Talk about that, because that was a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's Texas culture, bro.
I mean, I brought that bitch back on guard, but I couldn't say Kappa, because Kappa, they probably wouldn't be like, oh, you can't use our name. So I had to say Slab Beach Party, but in reality, nigga, it was
everybody
a
know
fucking
it's the
capital.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the way I brought that bitch back, how I had all them people pull up out there, know what I'm saying? How Galveston got mad, how they tried to tell me not to have it, how they begged me not to have it, how they told me, man, if you have it, we gonna do this to you. And I still ran that play, nigga. Still ran that play, dog.
No shit. On, who was it? The city of Gaps? Like, who
man,
was
the governor? The who was the chief of police? All them people, man. They was like, man, say, man, them people had.
Did you have to go to? Did you have to holler at somebody first to say, well, this is what we finna
I
do?
I tried to, but they was on some fugazi ass shit. So I was like, all right, fuck you. I'm gonna do it anyway. And that's what happened.
But y'all went out there and looked like it was going down. I really hate I missed it, fool.
It was going down.
It looked like some 9899 type.
Say,
man.
On guard. On
I
guard.
Say that, my it's dog like, Greg got it live out there,
on
man.
On guard. I got that bitch too hard. And man, for real, like, they, I told. So, look, what happened was, boom, I go down there the next day, right, to be like, man, you know what, let me show my little gratitude and whatnot to their city. Go down there and help them clean up. So, I go scoot up down there in the red. Let me see what's happening. I got trash bag, all this shit. I'm about to go help clean up. I get down there, everything clean. Nigga, Galveston was packed. I'm talking about, man, they had parties going on in And every goddamn man say it was so big, I didn't even see everybody. My partner, Slim Thug, came out there. I didn't even see him till it was all over with. Paul, my brother, came. I didn't see him till it was all over with. And it was going down in every section in Galveston. Man, from the end to all the way down here, that yeah. beach party, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Just off a date that I named, a date that I set. Off that date I set. Shit, everybody pulled up for it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And so by the next day, I go down there, help clean up, and I get pulled over. They say my wheel's too long or whatever. So yeah, and it's life, nigga. It's culture, nigga. I'm gonna ride these wheels regardless if you like it or not. So the white folk wanna tell me something like, okay, well, what you doing out here? Well, man, I'm coming out here to clean up. Woo woo. So he pulled me out the car. Well, he tell me to get out the car. You know what I'm saying? I step by it. I don't know what I'm saying. My license is legit, everything. My paperwork legit. He gave me a ticket for my wheels. That's all he can do. So I said, you know what? I'm recording this dude. I said, man, you know what? Since you want to pull me on and fuck with me, I'm about to come harder. I'm about to throw another party. That's when they say, oh, the feds watch me. The chief police come, oh, the feds.
Because that's what brought that whole thing. No shit. So, are you going to do another one or are you just chilling out?
So, here's the thing. So, when they did that, they had a meeting in Galveston about me throwing the number two. So, I'm saying the meeting was like, what can we do to stop it? You know what I'm saying? Because it really ain't no stopping me. I'm going to do it regardless if I want to do it. So, they was like, they begged me, bro, literally called my phone every week. The chief of police called my phone. I forgot his name. He called me every week, man. Please don't do it. Please don't throw it. Like, what can we do to stop it? Okay, well, I got a ticket. Get it dismissed. He got it dismissed. The ticket for the wheels. Now, I want this dude, Nick, who was racist, who lip was shivering when he was talking to me, the cop that pulled me over. I don't want him working on your force. Take him off. Now, whether they did that or not, I don't know. But my next task is to figure out if they did or not, because he's a racist-ass cop. And I could bluntly tell you that he was a fucked-up individual. So, at that being said, my part two is going to go off of mainly, oh, the shit I got that I'm going to court for, obstructing the highway for doing the shit on MLK or whatever they said I was doing. Guess who told HPD about that? A Galveston police officer.
No shit.
I'm being harassed by Galveston police right
in
now.
In the H. No shit.
Galveston police officer contacted the HPD police and told them about a video that was on my page about a car like mine that's doing through emotion or whatever in the middle of MLK. Yeah. So Galveston fucking with me. So when I'm going to have a part two, I ain't going to lie, I would set a date right the fuck now and get that shit popping. Because right now, I don't give a fuck. That's how I'm feeling. So,
you're going to stay tuned on that.
Yeah, let's stay tuned. But I can have a date real soon. But I know it's wintertime coming up. That's what I was thinking, too. Wintertime. Wasn't trying to do it around there. But, man, just stay tuned for that motherfucking
date. It'll be good.
Date.
I know next year, man, when that spring kick off, it's going to be about that time.
Say, man, this year, bitch, I want the whole Houston, Texas out there. You hear me? Everybody in Houston, come up to Galveston, man. We gonna do that bitch hard than a motherfucker. Just be on the lookout for the date and go follow Candy Red Bread.
Already, that's what it is. Tell me this before we get up out of here. If you had to put together your dream slab,
oh yeah,
what it's
so,
looking like?
It'll be a 2098. You know what I'm saying? Already on bags. Matter of fact,
you know, I already thought about this shit.
I already know what I'm about to do. That's the thing. I'm trying to find a car as we speak. I'm looking for the 2098 as we speak. You know what I'm saying? I actually find one, but I'm trying to find one in Cali so I could already bring it to the people out of Cali and cut the top and make it a convertible. So that's my next project. That's what I'm on right now. So as soon as I find a 2, though, I'm looking for it in Cali so I could, you know, fly out there, drive the car to the cut man, chop man, top man, whatever you want to call
people
it.
People don't do that out here, or you just want to do it in Cali?
In Cali, it's more professional. Yeah. It's more 1D out here. They might cut the top, but they might say they know how to do it, and they really don't know how to do it. You know how these niggas be out here. They be
gonna say, "Oh
yeah, bring it over
here
to me, man. I got you. I'm gonna get you right. I'm gonna do this and do that." And then 9 times out of 10,
shit don't be put together right.
As soon as you get your top don't enclose right, and you got leaks.
Yeah.
Now, partner, I'm bringing it to the white folks. Yeah, and white folks don't even like me. White folks do not like me. I be in that red car, nigga, I be riding, man. And white folk be looking at me and shaking their head.
No shit.
Man, say, man, if I just see the old white people riding on something, I automatically like put my middle finger up because I already know what they thinking. Like, fuck y'all. Man, I be all on my roof on the freeway, like throwing my hands up in the air, like just jamming music, feeling myself when I be in that car. It ain't no turning back. Man, once I crank that bitch up, nigga, I'm on the freeway.
You and your vibe, yeah.
I get to hitting that switch, yeah. Nigga, jamming some OG-ass music, nigga, and just be laid back, man, on some real-life presidential with a bad-ass bitch on side me. You know what I'm saying? And just rolling like a motherfucker. Yeah. And it ain't no stopping me unless you got them lights behind me. I'm going to stop. But you're going to be, you're going to feel fucked up. Because I got license, insurance. What you going to do? Ain't no dope in this bitch. You're wasting your time, partner. We going to write me a ticket? I get them dismissed all the fucking time, them whole ass tickets. She going to write me a ticket for speeding? All right. All right. Not guilty, motherfucker. Mm. What's next?
Yeah. That's what it is, man. Well, my dog Candy Red Bread, appreciate you coming through, man.
Man, I appreciate you for having me.
For sure. We're gonna do some other shit too, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's all green on my end.
You got something before we get about here? What's your social media and all that, bro?
Candy Red Bread. That's with a K? With a K, of course.
Yeah.
Candy Red Bread, like bread with the loaf. And you know what I'm saying? What you make a sandwich with? People be like, what the fuck? Bread. I be telling people bread, everything. I'll be saying Greg or something. Like, man, fuck, it must be the way my lips is built or something. Makes me think I'm saying Greg. Nigga, is the bread, nigga. I'm never fucked up.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. Well, hey, it's the Donnie Houston Podcast, man. My boy, my dog, Bread, man. Candy Red Bread. Make sure y'all follow, man. That boy be out here in these streets cutting up, man, on that slab.
Got this on me right now.
Candy Red Bread. Let you know why they call him that, man. Yeah, it is. Already, that's what it is. I'm Donnie Houston, it's Donnie Houston Podcast, man. We out.
Donnie Houston.